Ben gets the snap. He scrambles around, throws it back corner of the end zone. Santonio with a touchdown! Santonio Holmes! I don't know how he did it! Dominique Rogers-Cromartie doesn't know how he did it, but they ruled touchdown in the far right corner of the end zone.
What a throw, what a catch, what a game!
Oh Mann, hast du auch gerade so eine Gänsehaut bekommen wie ich? Das gerade war Bill Hillgrove, die Stimme der Pittsburgh Steelers. Und er hat in diesem Moment den Touchdown von Big Ben auf Santonio Holmes kommentiert, der vor 15 Jahren den Super Bowl 43 entschieden hat. Und damit sind wir auch direkt beim Thema. Wir blicken zurück auf den letzten Super Bowl-Sieg unseres Lieblingsteams mit einem ganz, ganz besonderen Gast.
And I can remember putting my mouthpiece in with a smile on my face, like, yo, he's about to throw this ball to me. And I just remember stopping in the back of the end zone and there it was flying right into my hands. The Pittsburgh Steelers in 2008. Man, they were definitely ready to cement themselves in the history of NFL football.
Hi und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge Männer aus Stahl. Ich bin Jörn und heute geht es um den Super Bowl. Gut, wir als Steelers haben natürlich einige davon, deswegen ein bisschen spezifischer um den Super Bowl 43. Den die Pittsburgh Steelers am 1. Februar 2009 mit 27-23 gegen die Arizona Cardinals gewannen und mit diesem sechsten Titel zum Rekordmeister der NFL wurden. Warum dieser Sieg so besonders war und ist, darüber wollen wir heute mit einem Mann sprechen, der hautnah und live dabei war. Mehr mittendrin geht wirklich nicht, Santonio Holmes. Damals Wide Receiver für die Steelers und ein entscheidender Spieler im Super Bowl. Bevor wir jetzt aber direkt ins Interview starten, will ich dir Santonio ganz kurz vorstellen. Also legen wir los. Here we go. Santonio Holmes kommt gebürtig aus Florida, aus einer kleinen Stadt in der Nähe von Miami. Er hat für die Ohio State University College Football gespielt und wurde von den Steelers 2006 in der ersten Runde mit dem 25. Pick gedraftet. Von 2006 bis 2009 war er einer der absoluten Leistungsträger unter Big Bens Receivern. Das klang dann meist so.
Ben is back. Ben is gonna throw it. The pass is caught at the 20, 15, 10. Santonio Holmes is into the end zone for the Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. Ben got pressure, stepped up, saw Santonio coming across the middle of the field, hit him, and Santonio going right to left, then cut it back, avoided a tackle, and from 38 yards out, the Steelers are in the end zone.
Und so klang es häufig, wenn Holmes an den Ball kam, aber der größte Moment seiner Karriere fällt ganz zufällig auf den Tag, der die Steelers zum NFL-Rekordmeister machte. Holmes prägte den Super Bowl 43 mit seinen Catches so sehr, dass er am Ende sogar zum Super Bowl MVP gewählt wurde. Bei der Siegerehrung wurde er am Mikrofon live im Fernsehen zu seiner Leistung befragt.
9 catches on the evening, 131 yards, you had 4 on the final drive. Ben say anything to you in the huddle in that final drive?
I said to him that I wanted to be the guy to make the plays for this team. I wanted to continue to be great and great players step up in big time games and make plays.
Ich glaube, diese Antwort fasst ganz gut zusammen, was Santonio Holmes für die Pittsburgh Steelers besonders in der Saison 2008 war. Ein verlässlicher Receiver, der in den wichtigen Momenten Verantwortung übernehmen konnte. Umso schöner ist es, dass ich die Chance hatte, mit so einer Steelers-Legende jetzt zurückzublicken auf diesen einzigartigen Moment in Pittsburghs NFL-Geschichte. Im Interview hat Santonio mit mir über das wichtigste Spiel seiner Karriere gesprochen und über den Moment, mit dem er sich in den Geschichtsbüchern verewigt hat. Und über seine Karriere als Balletttänzer. Deshalb jetzt viel Spaß beim Interview mit Santonio Holmes.
Tampa, Florida, February 1st, 2009, Super Bowl 43. Second and goal, 42 seconds before the end of the game on the Arizona 6-yard line. Big Ben, far to the right, toe-taps Santonio Holmes, touchdown. Legendary play, legends part of that play, and one of these legends we have here today. Santonio Holmes, thank you so much for taking your time to meet us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Joel.
Have you ever thought about pursuing a ballerina career after that?
I mean, at some point, you know, I felt that that would hinder, you know, my timing and how I performed on the field. So being able to do, you know, that miraculous catch in the back of the end zone, you know, to win the Super Bowl, it took a lot of practice. And And if I spent a lot of time working on my ballerina, I'm not sure I would have the focus of, you know, catching the football, you know, at that time. So I'll stick to playing football.
But yeah, of course, it worked out pretty well for you. Can you take us with you through that moment of the play? Do you remember what went through your mind, like Ben throwing the ball in the air, you seeing it coming in the end of the end zone?
Wow. Just to think about how everything transpired in that moment where we needed to make a play. And Ben came in the huddle and looked me in my eyes, you know, with this death stare, because I had just dropped the pass wide open, you know, before we called this game-winning play. And I'm feeling the same emotion he's feeling. I'm distraught. I'm frustrated. But I'm still focused. Still football. Still a couple more plays to play. And he gives the play call. And I can remember putting my mouthpiece in with a smile on my face, like, yo, he's about to throw this ball to me. And I remember coming off the line of scrimmage as we set up, and the defender standing in front of me. He didn't do what I thought he was going to do. He faked as if he was going to jump me and grab me. And when he moved, you know, I moved as well and got to the back of the end zone. And I figured out which corner I need to go to. I found my spot, and I just remember running to that spot. I saw Ben, you know, in the back of the crowd pointing. And I just remember stopping in the back of the end zone, and he released the football. And there it was, flying right into my hands.
You said it yourself, like after that first drop right before, you felt a little frustrated. To go a couple of minutes earlier, like that whole game was super dramatic and the Cardinals got their first lead in the fourth quarter. What was your mind on, what were your thoughts when they got their first lead? How confident were you to still make it to win the Super Bowl?
The defense was ready to play. They had been there before. They knew what it took to be Super Bowl champions. And we hear the phrase all the time, say defense win championships. And it's all boils down to, can your defense stop the other team from making, you know, that last push to win the game? And after we scored that game winning touchdown, all the confidence was set in on the defense, and they knew what they had to do to get the victory.
I mean, that game-winning drive was like kind of a legacy drive for you, for yourself. It was 4 receptions for 73 yards, like more of half of the yards from that game you gained from that one drive. Take me through it a little bit. Like, how did it get so that you got so much attention on that one drive?
I think it was the play call. You know, it was the defense that they set up in. Big Ben orchestrated, you know, our offense, you know, to perfection when it came down to running a 2-minute drill. We were all on the same page and knowing our positions, knowing the plays to run, you know, and Coach Bruce Arians was very confident in letting Big Ben, you know, run the show. I had the confidence to just want to step up and make a play for him. And he was lucky enough to, you know, excuse me, not lucky, but fortunate enough to put me, you know, in the positions for the plays to be made. And the coverage that they dictated, you know, dictated the plays that we ran, and we found the open scenes and we made the plays happen. But our offensive line, you know, they were great, man. They stepped up. They gave him just a little bit more time than he need to complete those plays. And, you know, you see the scrambling ability of Ben and how he's able to get open and keep the plays going. You know, it was just displayed in, you know, a thing of art in the Super Bowl.
Looking at that whole game with a touchdown catch with 9 receptions for 131 yards, would you consider this game the best of your career?
Would I consider that the best of my career? To be able to perform on the world stage at any point in time, you know, you leave it up to the fans to vote on, you know, was this one of the best games of my career? I enjoyed many games, game-winning plays, you know, just as making that drive. And I can, you know, recall a few moments where my rookie year, the last game of the season, we're playing against the Cincinnati Bengals. And Big Ben has the confidence to make a call, and we're both on the same page. That play became history, where the Cincinnati Bengals don't make the playoffs because of, you know, the confidence that Ben had in myself, but you know, and also myself was, you know, ready to step up and make those plays. So having the best games of my career, you know, would only be determined by the victories. There are many losses where I've had, you know, pretty good games, and, you know, those games go unnoticed. But I can, you know, look back at those moments and say I had a, you know, really a hell of a career in the National Football League.
When we look at the history of the Steelers Super Bowl wins, Lynn Swann in Super Bowl 10, Heinz Ward in Super Bowl 40, and you in Super Bowl 43, you are the sixth wide receiver ever and the third Steelers wide receiver to be Super Bowl MVP. What does it mean to you to be part of this legacy, part on this list of all-time Steelers greats as and continue this wide receiver excellence for the Steelers?
All glory go to the man upstairs for me, for putting in this situation. Being drafted by the Steelers was a lifelong dream for me. I envisioned, you know, winning the Super Bowl one day. I envisioned being remembered for playing the game one day. And the Super Bowl just happened to be a moment in time where the Santonio Holmes name will forever be remembered as a part of the National Football League.
Was it extra motivation for you that the Super Bowl was played in your home state, Florida?
Oh, man. It was an extra motivation, without a doubt. It was only my third time ever playing back in the state of Florida. You know, I've only played against the Dolphins and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I didn't get any chance to play while I was in college in the state of Florida. So getting that opportunity and knowing that all of my friends, all of my high school teammates, you know, everyone that I grew up, you know, around was at home really like watching the fact that someone from their hometown has made it to this big stage, and having my family, my kids in the stands, you know, watching the game and knowing that this was a moment that everyone will get to cherish for a lifetime. And it just so happened to be, you know, in the state of Florida where I grew up and enjoyed watching football.
With this win, the Steelers became the all-time record team in Super Bowl wins with six. Was that milestone like in the mind of you and the team during the Super Bowl run? Or was it just like, let's go to the Super Bowl and not keep it in mind that we're going to be all-time record holders?
I don't think the record was a thing, you know, in the beginning of our mindsets. It was submitting yourself in the legacy of Pittsburgh football, that each year you line up with the uniform on, your goal and destiny is to be the champion. And it just so happened that 2008 run was a great year that myself and the Pittsburgh Steelers were a part of. And we set so many different records in, you know, that season. And it became a thing of history. And that's what Coach Tomlin really preached about to us, was how do you submit yourself in the history books each year when you get a chance to put on this uniform? And the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2008, man, they were definitely ready to cement themselves in the history of our NFL football.
You said it, it's part of the NFL history. There was not only an insane ending, there were plenty of legendary moments. One big one was, of course, James Harrison's pick six. To be fair, with Debo's speed, you had a little bit of time to develop your thoughts over the 100 yards. What was in your head when you saw him running towards the end zone?
Oh, man, I was amazed. I sat down for a minute because I wasn't sure if he was going to, you know, run it back based on, you know, the angle and the way that the guys were chasing him down. Anything could happen in the middle of that play, but all that training that, you know, he had put into becoming a defensive player of the year in 2008, it was all displayed on Super Bowl Sunday when he intercepted his pass and was able to jump over defenders, run through players, knock them over, and continue, you know, pushing himself to 100-yard record-holding Super Bowl interception. So for me to sit down and witness that as a teammate, it was definitely one of the greatest plays that I've ever witnessed in my history of watching football.
Like we talked now about you, about James, but was there also like kind of an unsung hero besides the two of you who always get mentioned besides that when talking about that game? Is there an unsung hero who doesn't get enough credits for what he's done?
Man, that entire team, that entire defense, Troy Polamalu, this guy was on the cover of, Madden Football after this game was over. He was by far the catalyst who, led our team. Every player played their part. No one player gets more credit for what happened in that game, other than the fact that the critics and the fans have voted, that this is a staple for winning the game. But at the end of the day, the Pittsburgh Steelers' name is cemented on the legacy of winning the Super Bowl and being the historic six teams to win the Super Bowl. And to keep that record, going at this point right now, I'm very thankful that I am a part of the historic Pittsburgh Steelers.
You mentioned him a couple times already, Big Ben. What was it like to catch balls from such an extraordinary quarterback?
He studied the game. Big Ben really took advantage of learning, the size of his players and knowing their catch radius, their speed, and just the timing of and the accuracy of placing balls in the right position. He is a master at it. He studied the game different, than we thought he did, and it showed on Sundays. He was very articulate with how he played the game. To be able to scramble outside the pocket and still get the ball 40 yards down the field, 20 yards down the field, 6 yards down the field, and to be able to make those plays on the run, it shows that he really was a student of the game.
Not only Big Ben was like one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game, but also Mike Tomlin to be one of the best coaches to be in the game. What makes him such a special leader, such a mentor and champion?
His trust in the players. Ability to get the job done. He builds the confidence in the players that allows them to go out and do their job with very little to worry about based on the preparation every week that they put in and the fact that they're getting praise for the work that they're doing on a consistent basis only boosts their ego to perform at a high level, more consistent. And I think that's the heart of a champion, a guy that wants to push every player and gives everyone, a fair chance at being able to perform and hopefully that the next man up in any circumstance or situation, he's ready to perform at the same level.
When you look back at the 2008 season and the Super Bowl win, is there any specific memory that you remember and that you cherish the most?
Probably beating the Ravens three times in one season. Was probably the most memorable thing to know that you have their toughest opponent and to be able to beat them going into the Super Bowl was definitely a thing that I will mostly remember.
I can totally relate. Does a Super Bowl win create like kind of an unbreakable bond, like a connection between you and the guys who were with you on the field? And is there like kind of a interaction or a connection between different Steelers Super Bowl generations that make you automatically like on one level with somebody else you meet from other generations?
Once you're a champion, you're always going to represent as a champion. So no matter what age, no matter what year, no matter what sport, you're always going to be recognized as a champ. And that just goes to show that the team effort that was put in that year to complete, the ultimate goal will always be a team effort.
Now you as a wide receiver, the Steelers have dozens of very talented wide receivers in their history. Why does it happen that the Steelers are so good at drafting wide receivers?
I don't have an answer for why the Steelers are so good at drafting wide receivers, but the confidence in the players that put on those uniforms, they're ready to perform for this organization. And it just goes to show that the players that they do draft are always ready to perform.
Let's look at the Steelers, how they are right now. Is there a player among the roster currently that you would think resembles like your playing style the most?
I don't characterize a player to be in the same category as myself because we're all drafted for the talent that we bring to the table. So each individual is very unique in its own way. And I admire, the work that these individuals put in each and every Sunday.
And now we have like many very young players that are up and coming, Kenny Pickett, Pat Freiermuth, George Pickens, Jaylen Warren, and Najee Harris as a 1-2 punch. Does that current team, does that youth of the Steelers have the potential to carry the Steelers to the next level or maybe even to the seventh ring?
Each year, the Steelers have an opportunity to win the Super Bowl, and every year they're putting forth their best foot. So no matter what group of guys step up to the plate, it's always the next man up, and it's the best team and the best players that always win at the end. So at the end of the day, we're excited to see what the Pittsburgh Steelers have to offer in 2024.
We've seen you last year going with Alan Faneca to Ireland to represent the Steelers in Ireland, and now how the Steelers on the NFL in general goes more international. How important do you think that is, and how important would it be if the Steelers go the same way in Germany, maybe?
Oh my God, the trip to Ireland was amazing. To be able to be a part of the historic Pittsburgh Steelers and represent them outside of the country of the United States of America, and to travel international is great to give back to the fan base. It's a part of what the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers do is build relationships with their fan base and the players. And having that opportunity to represent the Pittsburgh Steelers international is a great feeling, you know, to continue what they instilled in the organization, which is how you are treated outside and how you're represented. The people of our country and our, you know, world need to see us in person, and any opportunity that we get to spread what the Pittsburgh Steelers are doing internationally, you know, I'm all for it, and I'm very thankful that they have given me that opportunity to represent them. To be able to bring the Pittsburgh Steelers to Germany, you know, I would love to be one of those guys to be in the forefront to help represent, you know, what we do internationally to show the fans that we care and respect what they do and for us.
And we are very thankful that you took your time today. Thank you for having us. Thank you for bringing us our sixth ring. And thank you for being here, Santonio Holmes. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on. Here we go, baby. Go Steelers.
Ohne Scherz, ich muss mich manchmal immer noch kneifen, dass das wirklich passiert ist. Ein Interview mit einem der legendärsten Steelers-Spieler aller Zeiten, das war absolut krass. Ich hoffe, dir hat dieses Gespräch genauso viel Spaß gemacht wie mir und du hast die Chance genutzt, mit mir zusammen 15 Jahre in die Steelers-Vergangenheit zu reisen. Ganz egal, ob du 2009 schon Steelers-Fan warst oder eine der wichtigsten Geschichten rund um den Super Bowl 43 heute erst kennengelernt hast. Wenn du auch in Zukunft keine weitere Episode von Männer aus Stahl verpassen willst, abonniere diesen Podcast beim Anbieter deines Vertrauens. Und dann bleibt mir zum Abschluss nur noch zu sagen, bis bald und here we go, Steelers! Männer aus Stahl ist eine Produktion der Pittsburgh Steelers. Wir bedanken uns bei unserem Gast Santonio Holmes. Sprecher Jörn Polte. Konzeption und Content-Kreation Sweep. Produktion Maniac Studios.